You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. So, you know, you ever go on a trip? You always take the same bag on a trip like me. I always have a bag that's the same one.
Yeah, I bring the same bag on every trip.
So in my bag, I have an assortment of things. Like, everybody knows that if they need something, they come to me. Like, if you break a shoelace, I have extra shoelaces. If you need a connector to plug into your hotel TV, I've shown you this before. It's grown over the years that any type of ailment you have.
Yeah, you have like a medicine bag.
The pharmacist.
The pharmacy.
You guys will be surprised at how big it is now.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, you've added to it.
Yeah.
Can't even pull it out of his bag. It's so big.
Oh, it's so... Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's got like every imaginable
That's
ailment
crazy.
Thing. Okay.
How do you find anything in there?
I keep them all in Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
So if you ever need anything, you just looked at the Ziploc bag
that
and you go, it's in there.
Crazy okay. How much medicine you bring.
But maybe I'm not as quirky or crazy as you think. Charles Barkley does a podcast with Ernie Johnson called The Steam Room.
Yes.
And Charles and Ernie were talking on The Steam Room over the weekend, and this happened.
You know I travel with my own soap. You knew that, didn't you?
No.
I travel with a big bar of soap. I love soap.
Why? Are you afraid that it's not going to be in the hotel?
They started,
Is there a reason?
Yes. They started,
dermatologically that you need specific soap?
Because... these hotels started being cheap. Those bars ain't big enough. Because I almost had a couple accidents with the soap in hotels.
In what way?
Well, when I was washing a part of my body, I almost had a little incident.
What the heck are you talking about?
I almost had a little incident with those little bars of soap.
Almost lose it?
I almost lost it. And I was like, whoa, that was too close for comfort. So now I travel with my own big bars of soap.
All right. So, Barkley.
Oh,
okay, now my first reaction to that was, how big is his ass?
Yeah, no, it's true.
He's the round mound of rebound.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
But when
just
he said
washed
that,
the soap.
Now, and the other thing is, I travel now. Like most, we stay in really high end hotels.
Yeah.
So if they ever have really good body wash.
Yeah.
I throw a couple extra ones in my
sure.
bag.
Yeah.
Because that way, if you get to a hotel, he's right about the soap. The soap in hotels is too small.
Yes. Baby soap.
Right. And so if I travel in a hotel now, this is me being quirky. I mean, Michael's the ultimate quirky
he's the
hotel
quirkiest,
guy,
yes.
But I have a few things. If I get to a hotel and they only have bars of soap, I don't even touch them. I just break out the body wash and use that. I'm trying to, like, elsewhere in my bag, I have, like, I like to watch video off of my iPad on my big hotel TV.
So you have like an
audio
ISDN
visual
deployment.
Yeah, I have like every imaginable
every cord. Oh,
kind
he's
of
pulling
connector.
Out all these cords now.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I have like if you looked at the crap in this bag, you would laugh. It looks
right.
like it looks like a survivalist bag. All right, there's tea.
Okay, there's
I
your
got tea.
Tea.
I got
All that
sleeping drugs.
Sleeping drugs.
What is happening?
Portable speaker.
Nice.
Okay, I like that.
There. Sudafed.
You have a whole bag of Sudafed.
More sleeping drugs. No, no, these are your sleeping drugs.
All right, those are the special
I don't even know if I should be traveling
sure.
with those. Cleaner, a screen cleaner.
Okay.
For that.
This is unreal.
You're lucky you're not going on a commercial airline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connectors for TV.
It's like a friggin' clown car. They just keep right.
yeah, exactly.
connectors
for
out of the
TV.
Bag.
Umbrella.
An umbrella.
Just in case we go somewhere.
An umbrella. Cough drops?
Yeah, cough drops. Yeah.
It's a Mary Poppins bag. It really is.
It is. It's like Mary Poppins
screwdriver.
Bag.
Screwdriver.
With different tips.
Lisa
too.
Told me to read this because she says I'm too high strung.
Have you read any of it?
No. connector.
Connector, yeah, plug connector.
Okay.
Oh, it's unbelievable. He's got plastic forks and knives. Yeah.
You haven't even opened up the other
look.
Airborne.
Zippers.
Airborne, just
okay.
in case. Yeah.
Portable power.
Portable power.
Granola bar.
A kind bar.
Extra knife.
Extra knife.
No,
just an extra plastic knife.
And that's
knife.
Just one compartment.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
How many compartments are there?
In this bag?
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Isn't that amazing? So yeah. I can't yell at Charles Barkley for bringing his own soap.
Now, I can't remember the last time I've used a bar of soap. Like, I
Me too.
Only
you
use
only use body,
body
wash.
Wash.
Me too.
Who still uses bar soap?
You want to know who does?
Who?
Travis Rogers.
Does
and
he?
He uses bar soap, and he uses it as his shampoo. He
yeah,
doesn't use
not,
it as
I know,
head.
I know people that do that.
That's not great for your hair, but he doesn't have great
hair. He says
hair,
he so. Has very shiny, soft hair. Tomorrow, ask him.
Did he honestly say
yes? His he actually
shiny,
has had me go
hair?
Over and say, like, touch my hair.
No, he didn't.
Touch
not.
My hair.
No,
touch
he didn't.
My hair.
No, he didn't.
Do it tomorrow.
No.
Guaranteed.
You honestly ran your fingers through Travis
yeah,
Rogers'
it was,
hair.
It was very soft.
Was
it sinewy?
Was this talked about?
Yeah, it was on a show one time. Absolutely. Tomorrow, I'm telling you.
Factor cap, does Travis Rogers have
no, it was long
shiny
before that.
Hair?
Yeah. Ask him tomorrow. He will say he puts bars of soap on his hair.
Yeah,
and he'll let you touch it.
I don't think
it.
Little odd.
Lever 2000 too.
Not great. Lever 2000. Yeah, yeah. Bar soap. I think is the days of bar soap. I think are over.
Well, if you stay in a lower end hotel, they still use bars of soap. High end hotels all have body wash.
Right.
Have body
right.
wash. Have conditioner. Now, one day I should bring in my actual travel bag, and you would really laugh then because I've
really?
Got anything that's ever happened to me on a trip, like if something broke.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need a replacement something. I have it in that bag. So whatever it is, like whether it's an extra set of buttons, cufflinks,
yep.
Hairbrush, you lose something, come to me.
Okay,
I got it.
So I got a question for you. So
yeah.
When you go somewhere, do you unpack? Do you like lay out your clothes and have it all set? Like when we go somewhere, Juan likes to unpack everything, even if it's just for one night.
I unpack what I need for that particular city.
Okay.
So, for example, the last road trip we took was a 4-game road trip. We went Chicago, Minnesota, Houston, Utah.
Okay.
So when I got to Chicago, I figured out, okay, what am I going to wear in Chicago? Take it all out, hang it up, throw it sometimes in the shower to steam it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm set for Chicago. But no, I leave everything else in the bag.
Yeah.
And then I just take out what I need. Now, when I go this week, hopefully, I'll be going to Memphis.
Yes.
Since I'm only going to be in Memphis, I'll unpack everything.
By the way, I meant to ask you about this. So it's Sunday?
Yes.
Followed by Tuesday?
We don't know yet. So far, all we know, boy, this is so weird. It's like there's a somebody drilling in this building.
Yeah.
And Greg, can you hear that over the air?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it over the air. They can tell us on the YouTube.
Clearly,
can you hear the drilling happening?
Yeah, clearly
okay.
Something drilling.
So,
let me know.
So if we go to Memphis.
Sunday,
Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday. Sometimes they drag out the first round.
So Friday would be back here potentially.
I think
Thursday
so.
Or Friday back here.
Yeah, I think they'll want to get a weekend game in. So my guess is, and I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Would be Sunday, Tuesday,
Friday.
Sunday. But
I love
we'll
looking
see.
Past Minnesota.
Well, even if Minnesota beats us.
Then still, you play the winner of New Orleans and OKC to be the 8 seed. It's
right.
much better being the 7 than it is to be the 8.
Right, because you're on the right side of the bracket.
Right, you'd have Denver
and
Phoenix.
The two teams that worry me the most are Phoenix and the Clippers. And they play each other. So
yes.
One of them's going to be knocked out right away. And the other one, we would only meet in the Western Conference Finals.
I feel so bad that the Clippers got a bad draw. That is so... feel so bad.
You know what's weird
them.
About that? All they had to do was lose.
Yeah.
And they would have gotten the Golden State
but
draw.
But you're not a fan of that, right?
Right, but
you don't like the picking the opponent's
game. I think you're tempting the basketball gods.
But they could have backed in... And not gotten Phoenix in the first round.
Right.
And been the 6,
so if,
right?
Right. If Phoenix knocks them out.
Yeah.
And they were down 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just seemed like,
They
know,
wanted to win.
Right.
Seemed like they wanted to win.
So
How
good for them. They're not scared
ass?
Of anybody. How big is his ass? Seriously, how can you lose a bar of soap in there?
Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean, plus, wow. Crazy and somewhat painful.
Yeah, no, terrible, yeah. I wonder if he, like... I can't.
Pause. Just say pause.
Yeah, pause.
How big is his ass?
There you go. That's as far as I'm going to go with that.
By the way, the YouTube says they cannot hear the drilling.
Okay, that's good.
All right, good.
That's good. All right. Oh, since we did the last parlay king, let's do a new parlay king. So this is the one you sent, which is crazy. This is one of those 16-leg parlays, which I'm telling you, This I would not bet. Like, I'd bet Indy to win the Super Bowl. Like, I get that. Or the Rams to win the Super Bowl, $100 wins you $5,000. I would never make this particular bet, but somebody did. And it is crazy. It is a 16-leg MLB parlay.
Okay.
It is basically he bet the A's, the He bet the A's, Tampa, blah, 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 16 teams, okay? And he won $25,000. Is that what he won, John?
Yes.
Won $25,000.
Yeah, and his initial bet was basically nothing.
But parlay bets are definitely sucker bets.
Yeah, because you got to win them all.
Right.
Yeah, it's very hard to win them all. But if you make a whole bunch of them, let's say you got $100,
yeah,
and you make 10 ridiculous parlays. If you hit one of them, not only do you get your $100 back, you get like $10,000.
So 10, if you have $100, 10 ridiculous $10 parlays.
Yeah, and see if you get lucky on one of them.
Bergman, are you in on that?
I'm not.
10 ridiculous.
Sure, why not? If I can win.
$10 parlay. So you got a shot.
Yeah, why not?
Got a little money on the table.
You got a little juice in the game.
Exactly. You know what we totally forgot?
Chat fight.
2 o'clock call of the day.
Oh, let's do it next.
Yeah. 2 o'clock call of the day. Every day, look at Bergman. Every day we take one call.
By the way, I was
randomly selected. Why are you upset with me? I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I was listening to Howard Stern. He does this all the time.
2 o'clock call of the day?
No, he just takes random calls for... With no pretense, nothing to set up. He just goes, what's this guy want?
You can't use solo hosts as an example.
But that show's kind of like our show in that it's
Robin,
Gary,
right,
but Fred.
But he is the host.
Tom,
and he has
we are the host, but you guys are a big part of the show.
Sure, but we're like the Robins and the Garys and all that kind of stuff. But
That's
you two are both then... Howard
Stern. 877-710-ESPN.
2 o'clock call of the day.
877-710-3776. You can call us about anything you want.
But don't ask what we're doing fine.
You've got to be really, really great. Friday's 2 o'clock call of the day was excellent.
All right, shout out.
Yep.
So my neighbor Cindy.
Yep.
Cindy McMahon said she was driving around Friday with her mother, Augusta, who's in her 80s.
Okay.
And said, Augusta was screaming at me about, she grew up in baseball. Her husband was a former PR director for the A's.
Yep.
She said, I saw her at a party on Saturday and she said, my mom has never been more mad at you. And I said,
really?
What did I do? She goes, she's with Mason and Michael. You got to cut those steroids off in baseball. What do you want? A bunch of freaked out roid guys running around? I go, your mom said that? Yeah, she's yelling at
Good
you
for
through
her.
The radio.
Good for her.
So we need calls like that.
Yeah.
We don't care what you talk to us about. Just be passionate.
Yeah, be passionate. Think it through. Be really good. As long as we get a really good call, we will continue with 2 o'clock call of the day. Bergman is not going to screen it. We're just going to hit a magic button. There you are. 877-710-ESPN.
I'll give you a hint. Don't ask how they're doing. They're doing fine.
Yeah, don't ask.
If you ask, we hang up.
Yeah, if you ask how we're doing, we're hanging
up. You
know,
I started the 2 o'clock call of the day on Friday by saying, hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, yes, you did.
You did.
You absolutely did.
And by the way, all of our, it is a Michelob Ultra reaction Monday on 710 ESPN. If you want to react to the Lakers, you can definitely do that. It's presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's see.
Every line is jammed, so pick a number between 0 and 10. Jorge, pick a number between 0 and 10.
Let's go with number 2.
Number two.
Okay.
All right. Hi, you're on 710 ESPN. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Going in 3, 2.
Hey, I heard him say hi. Hey!
Greenberg!
Now, see, that's the problem.
Yep. We might need Greg to screen him.
You told me not to, so.
I know we did, but the callers might be too dense.
Try one more. We have caller number 7.
All right. This is Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, you there? Hello?
Hello.
Jeffrey.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. What do you want to know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, guys, long-time listener, guys, I got to tell you. So I grew up here in L.A. as a Ram fan, an Angel fan, and L.A. Kings fan. Die hard for all of those guys. Never really a basketball fan. So about 3 years ago, started my own business and started listening to You Jokers every afternoon. And wouldn't you know it, you guys got me living and dying with the purple and gold. And I didn't think that was possible in L.A. But I appreciate you guys. Your passion comes through.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We appreciate you calling.
There you go. There's your 2 o'clock call of the day.
Yeah, that was actually fine.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, see, that was good. Look at Birdman's got a wry smile.
Well, we're getting a lot of...
What do you want me to do with that? Like, I appreciate you calling in. That was very nice of you to say.
It was too nice radio. All right, Greg.
You hate nice radio.
Why do you dislike Jeffrey?
Jeffrey seems like a very nice...
Greg, I think I can... Greg, I think I can get you what you're looking for simply by looking at our tweets. People are mad.
Yeah.
Mason. Jesus Christ, Ireland is a walking CVS. All right. Mace, here's Ramon.
Yeah.
If you guys are not concerned right now about the Dodgers, you're as blind as a damn bat. We don't have the depth of the past, and let's be honest, Taylor and Muncy are sucking big time.
It's true. I said that, by the way.
That's somebody that agrees with you. So Ireland hates the food clock at restaurants but loves it in baseball. Eat faster, John. Nobody wants to wait for you to finish your whiskey sour to eat, you slowpoke.
Nobody even knows your drink order.
In fact,
let's
make it 60 minutes. Get to chewing, Ireland. #chat fight.
Oh, chat fight.
This is the type of hate we're looking for.
Yeah, see?
What else we got here? Wait, Ireland and Dave Miller don't like each other. I like both of you. Whatever the issue is, I hope it gets resolved.
Yeah,
that's from Lakeshore. I think it will.
Too.
I've reached out.
Yeah.
So we'll see if Dave...
I want to see you guys hug it out.
I want you
to hug it out.
I said I encouraged Dave to call me and we can talk it out.
I'm going
to
be at the game tomorrow. I want to take a video of you hugging it out with Coach Dave Miller.
It could happen.
I want you to hold a grudge.
That could happen too.
Oh, no. To me, way better.
The hugging it out is way better.
No, let me tell you, it could go either way.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah, it very much could go either way.
Because, like, even if you do hug it out, won't he just text Mason how behind
well,
your back?
Yeah, how a phony the whole thing was?
No.
Yeah.
That was a bad hug.
He would text... Yeah. He would text
Ireland's hugs suck.
Ireland's hugs suck. He would text Mason, and then if Mason didn't respond, he would text Michael.
But you won't even hug.
I guarantee you both. I talked to him for 45 minutes. I guarantee you Michael talked to him
probably.
For 45 minutes.
But I think it is fixable. I will put that out
there.
Okay,
good.
Even though we are at odds.
Yeah, at odds.
Hey, can we talk about DeAndre?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, so DeAndre,
who we really like. Is
DeAndre Hawkins.
DeAndre started here as an intern, and we liked him so much we hired him.
Yep.
DeAndre's walking around in an Angels shirt and a Dodgers hat. And I said, pick a lane, man. He goes, I'm just a baseball fan. That's not okay, right?
That is not okay. That is a deeply confused young man.
You can't. I mean, seriously, Greg, that would be like me walking in here with a UCLA sweatshirt and a USC hat.
Exactly. It's against the rules. Against the rules.
Lakers jersey and a Clippers hat.
Yeah. I'm not the only one who thinks this is a party fail, right?
No.
Big time.
This is weird.
Get him in here. Where is he?
DeAndre, you're in the
air. Yeah, DeAndre, you're on the air. Line four.
Well, yeah, now DeAndre actually has his own, DeAndre and Parker have their own podcast.
I don't know if
it's called the Venice Mace podcast.
I've not been invited onto the podcast.
Well, I don't know if it ever took. I know they were planning on starting one.
Where the hell is he? Yeah, this is his big moment.
Right there.
Yeah, Greg, just walk out and tell him.
Go, dude.
Tell him to get in here.
Let's go, dude. All right.
All right. So
let's go, Angel.
You know what he's doing? No, you know what he's doing? DeAndre just says, he goes, hey, can I put that segment with you and all that crap you have in your bag online? And so I told him, okay. Hi, DeAndre. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah. All right. So explain your fashion choice today. You have a very fashionable, old school Nolan Ryan Angels jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
And a Dodgers hat. Explain your fashion choices.
Okay, so like I said, I'm just a baseball fan. All right.
Okay.
I like the hat, like the colorway.
Yep.
And then the Angels.
By the way, I got another problem.
It's a black Dodger hat.
It's a black Dodger hat.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I saw them all.
I like the black Dodger hat.
That's okay.
I've got a black Dodger tee, which is actually
Dodger
really
blue,
cool.
Dodger blue, Dodger blue, Dodger blue.
And see, like you said, the Angels jersey is a classic. So I remember I seen it on the wall at the mall. I was like, oh, you know, that's different. Everyone's got the classic gray and red.
Yeah,
and
but you
I
can't
want to be different.
You have conflicting ideologies on your person right now. You have a Dodger hat and an Angel
and by
shirt.
The way, you have a price tag on the Dodgers hat.
Well, that's the look. A lot of people
do. You leave the sticker on it?
On all my hats, I leave a sticker on it.
Yeah, I know that's a fashion choice. A lot of people do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't do that?
No, I don't. I always take it off.
Right, so are we the only ones who have commented on the fact you have a Dodger hat and an Angel shirt?
Yeah, so, you know what? Jorge was actually the first one.
What are you doing, bro? You lost.
No one in the morning. Greg didn't mention anything in the morning.
All right.
Trav, Slee, no. Slee did say something, though.
Okay, so I need you to do me a favor.
Okay.
Have somebody out there take a picture of you and what you're wearing.
Okay.
And send it out online and say, is this okay to put up a poll?
Okay.
Is this okay to wear a Dodger hat and an Angel shirt? And I think you're going to get shouted down big time. I think the Dodger fans are going to be mad at you because you're wearing an Angel shirt, and the Angel fans are going to be mad at you because they hate the Dodgers.
Yeah, so, you can't win, man.
Yeah, that's very valid.
And what's the deal with the podcast? You were supposed to have me on the podcast.
Ever happened?
It has. We recorded our first episode.
Well, how are we not on this yet?
Okay, first of all, I still have clips of you saying that, if it was, any other day.
Any other day. But you know what, DeAndre? It would be nice to be asked so I can say, if it was any other day, I would do it. All right, if I'm invited, I will come on.
I'm holding to that.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm invited, I will come on.
Okay.
Do you want us to come on together or separate?
You know what? I would love for both of you guys to come on
together. What's the name of the podcast?
So we named it the KDP. So all of our first names, just the KDP podcast.
KDP.
My name, and then Parker.
Who's the K?
Who's the K?
Cody.
Oh,
Cody's on it too.
Cody's on it too.
Okay.
KDP.
KDP.
So it's Cody, DeAndre, and Parker.
I'm in.
It's a three-man weave.
Three-man weave.
How's it going so far? How many episodes have you done?
We've done one episode. We're about to do another one.
Did you get any reaction to this episode?
We haven't posted it yet.
As Mason will tell you, that's an important part of the process.
It is.
You got to do that.
If you actually do the podcast, you have to send it into the universe.
Exactly,
come on, Blue Review, you got 2 weeks in already.
Yeah, Blue Review.
Yeah, even Bergman's got a dance party hoedown on his phone that he does every day.
That's right. And by the way, DeAndre, he runs the YouTube.
Yep.
It took him so long was he moved the camera first.
Adjusted
and
the shot.
Then sat down, which is very well done.
Hey, DeAndre. We're getting reaction. 805 Raider.
Uh-oh.
Mixing Angels and Dodgers gear is a fireable offense. I don't think you should be fired.
Besides, you're from the desert.
We like you too much. You're not getting fired, but we would appreciate it if you would pay attention to which teams you have on before you leave your house. Can we get that out of you?
Course,
all right.
Of course.
I like that you're a baseball fan, but geez, Dodgers hat, Angels shirt. Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And post the podcast for sake. It's ridiculous.
Right. There you go. All right, tell you what. Coming up next, did you see who's friends with Denzel Washington?
It's not you, is it?
It is not me, unfortunately.
Is he coming on the Venice Mace podcast?
Denzel?
Yeah.
No.
If I could make that happen, what would it be worth to you? Think about
Denzel.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell you next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so Lakers sweep the weekend, beat Phoenix, beat Utah. That makes them the 7 seed in the play-in tournament. They get Minnesota.
Won 9 out of 11 to finish the year.
Play Minnesota tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. No Rudy Gobert because he threw
a
punch.
Let me ask something about that. Yeah. All right, so supposedly, do you have that clip from Woj?
I do.
Okay, so this is, in a nutshell, what happened between Gobert and Kyle Anderson before Gobert punched him.
I'm told that the back and forth was about first Anderson telling Rudy Gobert, hey, grab, why don't you block some shots? Gobert telling him, why don't you grab a rebound? And then it escalated from there.
All right, so apparently Kyle Anderson used the B word that yes. rhymes with which.
Yes.
A couple of times.
Yep.
And that can be, in certain cultures, fighting words.
Well, it is. I mean, honestly, it's extreme. If I was called that, I'd be very pissed off.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Why Gobert being punished but not Anderson?
Well, because there's a difference between words and actions.
Sure.
Guys say all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
But Gobert is the one who actually threw the haymaker.
I understand that. But
it's not really a haymaker.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a push more than it's a punch.
And I wish Michael was here today. He'll be here tomorrow. Because Michael said, what people like me and you don't understand is that stuff like this happens all the time
right.
on a basketball team.
Sure.
And as long as the guy apologizes and he's, I mean, look at this. A lot of people picking the Warriors to come out of the West. And when the season started, Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole in the face.
Right.
And then left the team for 2 weeks.
Correct. He left the team for 2 weeks. Gobert, I understand why he would be asked to stay home. Now, there has to be a lot more going on there for him to be left in Minnesota while they come here and play.
Yeah,
in a
there is probably more to it than we know.
Right.
And by the way, it could make this the worst trade in NBA history. They moved heaven and earth to get Gobert. They had Twin Towers in mind, and it just hasn't worked out. I don't know if Gobert is tradable with that contract. He has 3 years left.
Aren't you pot committed? If you've moved all that capital for Rudy Gobert, are you not pot committed? In the same way that Dallas, I think, committed for Kyrie.
Yeah.
They gave up so much.
Yeah. I used to think that there are certain contracts that are so bad that you'll never be able to move them. And what I've learned is not necessarily true.
Right.
Guys like Rob Pelinka is a magician at moving bad contracts. Russell Westbrook with like one of the worst contracts in the league got traded twice.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's probably somebody out there that would be willing, you know, it's the dance of the lemons. If you'll take their bad contracts, they'll take yours.
Yeah,
so
right.
Well, let's see how it all plays out. And by the way, I disagree with you that this is a cakewalk tomorrow night.
I think it's a cakewalk.
I think it's going to be tight.
I think they're going to win.
I think the Lakers are going to win, but I think it's going to be close.
Money -7. Straight to the play-in. Straight to the playoffs, right? All right, so
Is his ass? That's a fair question.
I love
Someone
this
give me an answer to that.
Message on the YouTube. Cody Mogul. I love the energy that Ireland is bringing today. Somebody popped a Cialis before the show.
It's the other one. Not Cialis, but the other one.
Oh, the other one. Yeah.
It is probably, Cody, in my bag.
Yeah, it probably is.
Somewhere in that bag, there is probably something that does that.
That, exactly.
Yeah, I pride myself in being prepared for any situation that might come up, no pun intended.
So we mentioned that we mentioned Denzel Washington. And as it turns out, we saw Malik Beasley's dad courtside.
the other night.
Right. He's an actor.
He's an actor named Michael Beasley. He has appeared in several Denzel Washington films, including Flight, which, as Dave McMenamin reports, won Washington a nomination for Academy Award for Best Actor. He checked out Michael Beasley's IMDb page. It is extensive. So Denzel.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually got them the tickets to the courtside seats, which is cool.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that. We interviewed Malik Beasley on Friday night after the game, but I didn't know that story yet.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have asked him about that.
Now, you asked me what I would give if you got Denzel Washington for my podcast.
Yeah.
Denzel.
What's it worth to you?
If you were to do that for one full week, it would be the Ireland and Mason show.
Ooh, that's good. All right.
Wow.
Let me work on it. Same thing for Andy Garcia?
3 days.
Why are you denigrating Andy Garcia?
Well, look, I like Andy Garcia. I think he's a great actor.
Denzel is three days.
Okay.
For Andy. Don't tell him that we have this sliding scale.
You know, played basketball against Michael in high school in Miami?
Andy Garcia did?
Yeah, he comes up and says hi to us sometimes.
Yeah. Andy's a great. I did a Q&A with him. He's a fantastic guy.
Yeah. Huge Laker fan. Both of them. Denzel and Andy are
and
huge
Andy
Laker fans.
And Andy doesn't sit courtside. Andy sits
amongst the people.
Right below you, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. I guess season seats are like 10 rows off the floor right under you.
Yeah, I can't. I'm so glad the Lakers are back in the playoffs for games that matter, hopefully, if they win tomorrow night, because that's when the stars come out. Is in the postseason.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe Jack will even come back. We'll see.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. All right, so if you can pull... Can you pull that off?
I don't know, but I'm going to try.
In what way? Do you know his agent? Do you have a connection to him?
I know some people, but I don't know if I can do it. Okay. In all honesty, I don't know, but I'm going to try.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to the podcast I did with Matthew Berry?
Not yet, but I will.
Oh, it is so good.
Yeah, I will.
Matthew Berry's so good.
And did you have the writer from Air on yet?
I'm interviewing him tonight.
Okay.
Alex Convery.
Yeah, let me know when that one posts.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's that movie, you haven't seen it yet. Bergman, you saw Air.
I saw it on Saturday, and it was so good.
So it actually lives up to the hype, huh?
Absolutely lives up to the hype. Okay. I was completely
Emily loved it, too. She saw it over the weekend.
Time.
Even if you know nothing about the story, you're going to totally get that movie. It is great.
It was funny, it was interesting.
Matt Damon's fantastic. So Jason Bateman is great.
Bateman's just a good actor.
He's a great actor. And Affleck is really good. Viola Davis is Viola Davis.
Really, really
She's
good.
She's fantastic. And I found out this. So you saw the movie, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So just Viola Davis, you know who the guy who plays her husband is?
He looked familiar.
Michael Jordan's dad?
Yeah, yeah.
Viola Davis's husband.
In real life.
Yeah, in real life. That is the actor who's married to Viola Davis.
I mean, he doesn't have a ton of speaking
lines. Doesn't have a... But he's Michael Jordan's dad.
You know what I really liked about it, and you talked about it last week, though, is that you don't ever really see or hear Michael at all.
You know, yeah. I listened to a podcast with Affleck, and he talked about the fact that he didn't think there was any actor who would have the gravitas to make you believe it was Jordan. You know, because you would have needed a tall 23-year-old African-American actor who, you know, that's one of the challenges of casting Winning Time. They did such a good job of getting somebody to play Kareem, Solomon Hughes, somebody to play Magic. That guy who played Magic was great.
Yep.
Norm Nixon's actual son played Norm.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a hard thing to do. Jordan
really hard.
Is so iconic that, and I guess they pulled it off. I guess it totally
it
works.
It wasn't really necessary. I didn't need to hear or see
him. No, I didn't need
to
see him.
It wasn't about him as much as it was about him. It was about his shoes. It was about the company.
I guess Jordan made a couple of requests when Affleck sat down with him. One of them was that George Raveling have a role in the movie because he thought George, and I guess he does. There's somebody that plays George Raveling in the movie.
Correct, there is.
Marlon Wayans.
And that Viola Davis plays his mom.
Yes.
And he was able to do it.
Yeah.
To pull it off.
Fantastic.
Hey, before we get to What's Up, Fool, you've got a Wheel of Fortune clip on there that I want to, maybe it's me, but there's another controversy that is brewing. This aired the other night. A girl had a chance to win $100,000 if she could solve this puzzle. The answer she needs is just winging it. Okay.
Winging it.
Right.
With a G.
Just winging it. Doesn't she say that in the first guess here? Listen to this, or does she say winning? I can't tell, but a lot of people are outraged that she won the money and they didn't give it to her.
No, She doesn't.
According to the Wheel of Fortune people, she does not say the word winging. But listen.
Okay.
All right, what are you doing is the category. There's a huge leaderboard. Maybe that can help you out. You have 10 seconds. Good luck.
Just winning it?
Didn't you just say it?
Must winning it? Best winning it?
You know, the ends were gone, and what we had, you were right there. Yeah.
Doesn't so the first one, play it one more time. The first one.
Okay.
Her first guess, I thought she says, just winging it.
Okay,
listen,
we,
one more
we
time.
We are the jury. Here we go.
All right, what are you doing is the category. There's a huge leaderboard. Maybe that can help you out. You have 10 seconds. Good luck.
Just winning it?
What do you think?
See? Must winning it?
I think she said just winning it.
Greg?
Yep. Winning it.
Just right. Winning it.
Yeah.
All right. So she didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
I mean, just me. I thought she said winging.
Yeah.
But and of course the internet went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it always does.
Well, it does sound like it, but I really think she said just winging.
Now, is that up to Sajak, or do they have like a panel?
Sajak is he's the end all. He's the executioner. Sajak decides himself. Yeah. Sajak has been doing that show for...
ever
50 years?
How no, long has I think he been doing he's coming show? Up on 40, him and Vanna. And here's the interesting thing. It's the greatest job in the world. They only shoot 2 Saturdays a month. They do 10 shows each Saturday. So he'll come in first Saturday in the month, do 10 shows. Then 2 weeks later, he'll come in, do 10 shows. Next month, repeat it. He works 2 days a month.
Wow.
That's the type of gig we need.
We saw him at I had my dad in really good seats at a Dodger game years ago. And
do you have better seats than Sajak?
Not no, the same in, story.
He was in front of us. This is not the same story.
Jeez, Pepe.
Yeah. So Sajak comes walking up the aisle. And my dad, who was a total celebrity hound, stands up the middle of the aisle and says, "I know you." And shakes his hand, and then after my dad sits down, he says, "Who was that?"
Well, you did that to me once.
Yes.
So, there, Greg, do you know who Emmanuel Shrieky is?
Yeah.
From Entourage, really pretty
yes.
girl?
Yeah. Beautiful.
We have the same story. Yeah, this is a story we've told many times. So, we have a fishbowl studio here. When you walk into our lobby, you can see Mason and I in the studio during the show.
Yes.
So, Mason one time goes, "John, who's that girl out there? I recognize her." I go, "Oh, that's Emmanuel Shrieky from Entourage." He goes, "Well, I'm getting a picture." So he grabs his phone and runs out. And of course, when Dave Singer sees you run out, he goes, "What's Mason doing?" I go, "He's getting a picture with Emmanuel Shrieky, that girl from Entourage." And Singer goes, "Well, if he's getting one, I'm getting one." He turns around and runs out. And you know that happens. That must happen to celebrities all the time. Like, it starts a run. If agree to take one picture, then everybody else wants a picture.
You agree to take many, exactly.
Right. Yeah. I know people like come up to Will Ferrell all the time at games. He's normally very pleasant about it, but I wonder if he gets tired of it sometimes.
I don't know. It's a nice feeling.
To ask a bunch of people to ask to take your picture?
Yeah. Like, when we go to events, I always think, yeah, cool, I'll do it. What are you doing?
Thing has a hole in it.
Oh.
That was odd.
I have a cup of hot tea when I do this, and for whatever reason, this cup's leaking.
Okay.
Information you didn't need.
Do you got what's up, fool?
I mean, I hope so.
Is it better than leaking cup?
No.
Nothing is better than leaking cup. Come on.
We will do what's up, fool, coming up next.
See if the Twitter people are still mad at us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh,
they are. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
How big is his ass?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So when I think of, thanks Chris, so when I think of sports documentaries, one on J.R. Smith doesn't really come to mind.
Oh, it'll be great.
Must see. Mm. But the trailer actually looks really good. It's called Redefined, the J.R. Smith story, and it's produced by LeBron James and Maverick Carter.
Okay.
He's had a very interesting life, and he's a crazy interesting person, and a lot of his transition to playing golf at North Carolina A&T is on this. Will you watch the J.R. Smith doc despite being sports ducked out?
I'm 100% in.
I'm 100% out.
J.R. Swish. Mace,
yeah.
You know why you might want to be in?
Mm.
He has something in common with you. Yeah.
You want to get high?
Oh, that. And openly talks about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean about sports docked out, though? There's like been so many sports docs.
You know what doc I watched? This is a total left turn, but yeah. I watched the Brooke Shields doc.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, totally worth watching.
I watched the, what's the one, Pamela Anderson? I watched that.
I like that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, I like docs in general. Did you watch the Bernie Madoff?
Loved it.
Oh, the Bernie Madoff
Boy,
is
that's
fantastic.
If you haven't watched the Bernie Madoff one, it's on Netflix. It's like 5 or 6 parts.
Yeah.
But
they're short parts, and it's an amazing story.
What's fascinating is how evil do you have to be to tell no one in your own family what you are up to.
Yeah.
And his family has been completely destroyed over it.
Oh, yeah.
And his own sons were working for him one floor below him and didn't know he was
pulling a
scam.
Yeah. So here's what I took from it. I'm not going to watch the J.R. Smith doc, but I recommend the Bernie Madoff doc.
All right. Do you like biopics, though, right?
They're okay. Why? Wait, what do you got?
Is that how you pronounce that word? It's not biopics?
Is it biopic?
Yeah, I don't know.
Biopic.
All right. I don't know how it is. All right. Whatever. However it is.
Who's biopic?
It was one on Douglas Kenny, who created Animal House.
Doug Kenny was a pretty big deal with the SNL crew back in the day.
He was a writer?
He was a writer.
He's actually in it. He's in Animal House.
He also created National Lampoon. And everything else that came with all the National Lampoon movies, all of that.
I'd watch that.
Big part of Caddyshack, too.
What channel is that on?
It was on Netflix that I saw it.
And what's it called?
I'll find it and I'll tell you
later. Doug Kenny. Doug. The documentary.
Kenny. No, it wasn't called that. The Doug Kenny movie is called...
You don't have to look it up
A Futile and Stupid Gesture.
A Futile and Stupid Gesture.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, I'll look for that one.
And yes, I can.
What's up, fool?
I can find it very quickly, John.
Yeah, now he's going to say, I got to get back to my page.
No, I did have to get back to my page.
What's up, fool?
I did that anyway. So I saw this on Twitter last week and wanted to ask you guys. This was from someone named Zaza Man. What's an insult you'll never forget?
What's an insult? Boy, we get insulted so often.
Honestly, there are so many insults.
If you're in these jobs, you get. I mean, people insult you all the time. I tend to have them roll off my back in most cases. Like if I get insulted by somebody that I know,
yeah,
when
I first got to Southern California, I was covering baseball. I always hated the beat writers. The beat writers would call the radio guys foofs. And I always thought foofs was a big insult, especially since all of those beat writers, they were living to be on the radio. Like, that's all they want. I got to get on the radio, but
funny.
I was a foof.
And it was that. It was much more adversarial back then.
Yeah.
And we had a guy named Ken Daly who covered the Dodgers for the Daily News who just decided from the word go that he was going to take every job opportunity he got. So he came on with us all the time, and he was really good.
Yeah.
And he was like a part of our show and part of our fraternity. And the other writers got mad at him.
Yeah, because he
started
became
calling
a foof.
Him a foof.
Yeah, I hate the term foof. F-O-O-F.
But
foof.
I mean, you look now, you look at Buster Olney.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Stephen A. Smith.
Those guys were
all newspaper guys. Michael Wilbon, Tony Kornheiser are all newspaper guys.
Everybody turned into foofs.
Yeah, so...
Do you have one, Jorge?
Yeah. Oh, wait, an insult?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I get insulted all the time. I don't even reply. I just give him a little heart on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah. By the way, Jorge's got the best. Hey, he gets a hate tweet, and he just sends him back a little heart.
Thanks for the follow. Thank you, yeah.
Thanks for
listening.
Foof. Do you know that term, Bergman?
No, I don't know foof.
No. Yeah, old beat writers.
If you're in electronic media, you're a foof.
Old crusty
beat
writers.
The beat writers, law, and they do spend the most time at the ballpark and, you know, investor, but they, you know, they got very jealous of guys who show up, do 2 minutes, and then leave.
Yes.
And when they had to be there for 7 hours. So that was the problem.
Yeah, my favorite one is always, and I get it all the time still, is you have a great voice for radio. Yeah, thanks for the face comment.
Yeah, no, it's true. Great voice for radio.
Yeah,
I agree.
And everything else sucks. Yeah. But your voice, perfect.
What's up, fool?
Okay, I didn't want to do this, but my buddy Brian is thinking about going camping. Now, I have a bunch of camping equipment. Mm-hmm. We bought it pre-COVID, and then, you know, things kind of went.
Did you ever go camping?
No, we did not, so some of it is new.
Okay.
So the last time he wanted to go camping, he wanted to go to Coachella, so I loaned him, like, a little tent.
Okay.
He wanted to go to Coachella. He never returned it.
Okay.
So he's asking me for another one, because I have two tents. He's like, hey, can I borrow your other tent?
What did you say about?
Did you ask him where's my first tent?
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, I lost it, dude. I'll pay you back.
No way.
Whatever." And I was like, "Okay, that's fine. I haven't received the money or the tent.
No,
back.
Does not get the second tent."
So my question is: have you guys ever loaned something and never got a return?
Okay, so this is interesting. I've had three people in my life that were really down and out, and I gave them a substantial amount of money.
Right.
Two of them didn't pay me back, and I don't talk to them anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's not because I dislike them. It's just I thought it was a really weird thing to take all that money and without explanation, like, never get back to me on it.
See, I've loaned money. Well, I've given money. It's supposed to be a loan.
Yeah, it basically is a gift, isn't
once,
it?
Once you give somebody money on a loan, I've always assumed that it's not coming back.
Right, or you have to at least take that position that if you give it to them, there's a decent chance, no matter how many times they say they're going to pay you back, they're not going to.
Now, my college roommate, Ben Rowe, one of the first people I loaned money to, he wanted to open the Dairy Queen franchise in Toledo, borrowed, I think it was like $16,000. Over a period of 2 years, paid the entire thing back.
I had a friend like that that was kind of down and out, and I loaned him $5,000, and he literally sent me $100 a month until it was completely paid off.
Yeah. See, now if you take money once and you don't pay it back, you're done. Like you only get one crack at, you only get one bite at the apple. Otherwise, you're not. If you don't send me the money back, you're not getting any more money.
But shouldn't he just take the money and buy a new tent? He owes you the money already.
Yeah, but he didn't give you any money, right?
Money all the time. I'm like, just go buy one.
Have you already told him you're not giving him the second tent?
I told him, let me look for it in the storage. I'll get back to you.
What's his name?
Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, pay back.
Yeah, Brian, let's go, Brian.
Brian, if you show up with the first tent, you can borrow the second tent.
Exactly.
At least the money for the first tent.
Just take the money and buy a tent, man.
There you go.
There you go.
Don't pay me back. Just buy a new tent.
Buy your own tent.
Jeez.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Thanasis Antetokounmpo has been in Milwaukee for his entire career.
Excellent pronunciation, by the way.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's pretty obvious that it's to keep Giannis happy. Rightfully so. But there are a bunch of NBA scouts personnel that were asked if he would even be in the league if he wasn't Giannis' brother. All of them have zero hesitation and said no. Do you have a problem with Thanasis being on Milwaukee to appease Giannis?
No. Zero. Giannis is the best weapon in the game. You do whatever it takes to keep him happy. Isn't it weird, by the way, guys, that the MVP race is basically a three-horse race, okay, between Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Three people from foreign countries.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the game really has gone global. But you do whatever it takes to keep Giannis happy, and that's – I mean, Andy Enfield, the head coach at USC, really wanted the Mobley brothers.
Yep.
Hired their dad.
Yeah, right.
That's not shady. It's smart.
Hey, special rules for special people. I totally get that. If that's what it takes to keep Giannis happy, then you do exactly that.
I mean, the Lakers kind of did it too when they brought in Kostas, right? They were just hoping that maybe that would be
I don't know. Is that what the Lakers were thinking?
I think they looked at Kostas could actually play a little bit.
I mean,
he was young. He was 18 years old. So I think what they were thinking more was, well, Giannis looked like this when he was 18, and look what he turned into. Let's at least get the rights to this guy, and if he turns into Giannis, we'll have him. But he just didn't.
Yeah, where's he now?
Playing in Greece.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's where Thanasis should be.
Right. But if Thanasis and Giannis are happy to be in Milwaukee and that keeps Giannis happy, more power to him. I think it's actually smart.
By the way, Embiid has won the MVP. I think he's won the MVP.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But what's weird about that, Giannis is the first player ever in the history of the NBA to average 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and shoot 55% from the field. And we're not giving him the MVP. He was on the team with the best record. Doesn't that guy always get the MVP? Best guy on the best team?
Generally speaking, yeah.
And he's having a historic year. I guess people are sick of giving it to him. He's already won it twice.
Well, Embiid won the scoring title, right?
Right, for the second year in a row.
And he had that last, the big game where he scored
52-point game in the final weekend of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was,
yeah, I think he's, I'm with you. I think
that
he's going to win it. No, Greg,
what's
no problem with that.
What's up, fool?
Right, I agree. All right, so I'm going to play a song for you, and you have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
If you like it, and do you think it could be Song of the Summer?
Okay.
Okay.
This is what Mason loves, the Song
I
of
love
the
Song
summer.
Of the Summer bit.
Peaches, 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 peaches. Oh, yeah.
I think I know who this is.
I know. I have a guess.
Okay.
I will guess Jack Black.
I think so, too.
It is absolutely Jack Black.
Oh, see?
Yeah, because it sounded the very School of Rockish.
Yeah, he's got it. So do you like it?
No.
I vote yes.
I vote yes.
Like? I vote yes on the Peaches song.
It's a bad summer if that's the song of the summer.
Peaches are delightful, especially in the summer, and I'm a big Jack Black fan. Is that from the movie he's in?
Yes, it's from the Super Mario movie, and it's talking about Peach. Princess Peach.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Excellent, Jack.
It's amazing. Are you kidding me?
No, it's
by the way,
it's
on
great.
On several of my playlists, I have songs from School of Rock with him singing, including his cover of Long Way to the Top by AC/DC.
Yeah.
You ever heard Jack Black's cover of that?
No.
Find it, Jorge, from the School of Rock soundtrack. He sings it at the very end of School of Rock. He sings Long Way to the Top, which is a great song.
He can definitely sing. What's it?
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, right.
Yeah, Tenacious D is amazing.
By of all the people, when we used to do third chair at the Laker games, of all the people we brought up, he was one of the most fun guests we ever had. He left his courtside seat. He came up and hung with Michael and I, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Oh, that's cool.
He was just a really good dude.
That's cool.
He's just a good singer. Like, he's actually a very
talented
singer.
But that's not good singing.
No, that was great.
No.
What do you mean, no?
It's not.
What do you have against? It's kind of Adam Sandler's, but it was good.
Right. It's not like a good. It's not like a. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to be a send up.
His voice is still very good.
He has a great voice, but that wasn't the. Now, here's the good.
All right. This is the end of School of Rock.
See, I call that joke singing.
It's good.
He's joke singing.
Turn this up, Jorge.
Do you disagree? That's joke singing.
He manipulates his voice.
He can sing, but it's joke singing.
No, but he's manipulating
his voice.
Joke.
That's not an
easy thing to do.
By the way,
song joke.
School of Rock, highly underrated. Joke. That movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Weirdly,
really good.
There is an actual School of Rock on Venice Boulevard.
I've seen it.
Venice.
I've driven past it.
Yeah, it's right there. There's a place called School of Rock.
Where I go to get the sleep gummies.
Yeah, I assume that's where the kids go and play instruments and learn music.
And Jack Black is there.
Yeah.
I was very proud of my mom over
Song
the weekend.
Joke. What, did she take a gummy?
Yep.
No!
And she says she's never slept better.
Unbelievable.
World's changing.
That is so
I was so proud of
great.
Her. I go, good, Mom. That's what I'm doing to get sleep.
My mom diddles around with some cannabis, too.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
We've corrupted the elderly of the Americas. I mean, it won't stop.
Everybody's doing it. All right. Coming up next, just a great weekend for the Lakers as they solidify their spot in the play-in tournament. Minnesota, who they play tomorrow night, is
they're
a
like a
mess.
You know what? They're like one of those reality shows I watch. They're like Vanderpump Rules in the NBA.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We'll talk about
By the way, Greg, from Bill Russ, Bergman, biopics? Oh, my God, that sounded stupid. Sorry, Greg.
Is it?
It's biopic.
It's biopic?
Yeah.
By the way, Ireland's water bucket says Venice Mace is the biggest foof in ESPN LA history, never stays the full length of a Dodger game, and never goes dark for nothing. You dark, dim dope.
Now we're getting the type of reaction we need. That's what we want at the 2 o'clock call.
Yes.
When we get you guys to call with this stuff, it'll be great.
Exactly. All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Joke song. Song joke.